This episode of Sippin' Soma is brought to you by Whole Learning New Jersey. At Whole Learning New Jersey, we believe in better learning for all. We help parents and communities better serve and support children with learning challenges and special needs through coaching, tutoring, workshops, and community-based programming and activities. Check us out on Facebook at Whole Learning New Jersey and at our website, www.wholelearningnewjersey.com. Hi, everyone. This is Danielle Parada, your host of Sippin' Soma, the podcast where I have conversations with people who are connecting, collaborating, and contributing to our communities. And I hope that you're following me on Instagram, Facebook, for all of the cool events and highlights. I've really been working on my stories lately to bring you some great events and just wonderful organizations and businesses that are doing amazing things in our towns. And just there are so many events coming up. I hope that you are getting out there, shopping local, eating local, and enjoying some local events. Speaking of which, I'm still partnering with Finley Engage to bring you some wonderful ukulele workshops, jam sessions, and open mic nights. So stay tuned. At the end of the podcast, I will announce our next ukulele workshop. And speaking of music, I just have to say I'm very excited to share today's guest with you and to share our conversation. Music is so important. I feel like I'm becoming even more grateful for the Soma community because there's so much music and theater and wonderful creative events that are happening in our two towns. And it's really a pleasure to bring those events to you. It's very exciting. I've been taking a lot of time in the past couple of months to work on my biggest business, which is working on education. So a lot of you may know that I am an educator. I worked in the district for many years and I worked in New York City. And I have been doing a lot of home education, consulting with families, and even doing special needs events and consulting with organizations about how to make events more welcoming and sensory friendly for the special needs population, young and older in our communities. So my opening of the podcast today did draw an advertisement for my business, Whole Learning New Jersey. It's basically an expansion of the services that I've been offering, but I'm really excited about it because I feel like I'm having some great conversations with families online and in person about so many of the challenges that are facing them with supporting their children at home in terms of homework and academics, and also just really thinking about self-esteem around school. I've been bringing you some conversations with educators and people in our community, and we kind of always get around to that topic of education. But you will be hearing more about that from me, and I'm hoping to share some, I have some news coming up, and I hope to be sharing some of that with you in the next podcast about sort of my vision around education, some of my philosophies, and bringing more people on the podcast to talk about that. So stay tuned because I hope to be making an announcement about that soon. And I really do want to get right into our interview for today that I had. It was really just a wonderful conversation, more than an interview. I spoke with Mark Murphy of Mark Murphy Music. I hope that you've driven by his beautiful school on Scotland Road in South Orange. And, you know, we had just this wonderful conversation about music, a little bit about music education, how he came to our community, and the wonderful things he's doing as a business owner and just a community member, and how he believes it's important to serve the community. I'm very excited to be sharing our conversation, and to remind you before we start the conversation, during the conversation, and later, that the Undercover Music Festival is coming to South Orange. It's June 1st, and please save the date. It's gonna be awesome. I cannot wait. After talking to Mark, learning so much more about it, and just getting to read all of the wonderful bands that are going to be playing, you just have to make time to put that on your calendar. So do that and take a moment to listen. We had about a 20-minute conversation, and it was just such a treat. And I hope that you get to know Mark and then stop in or make it out to see his band playing at the Undercover Music Festival. Hi everyone, it's Danielle Parada, your host of Sippin' Soma. Thanks for joining us on YouTube and on the podcast. I'm so excited because today I have a very special guest who I just recently connected with, even though I've known him for years. Mark Murphy is here today to talk to me about his wonderful school and also about an awesome event that's coming up in South Orange. So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is so exciting. I can't believe I've been driving by your store. I was just talking to you about this and just seeing the expansive nature of your beautiful place. And I never came in here, but folks, you have to stop in because it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. And like your artwork and all the artists on the wall. I can tell you like you love music so much. So tell us a little bit about your trajectory here in South Orange, Maplewood. When did you come here?
Sure, happy to. So we first opened in 2003, and we were in Maplewood. We were at 513 Valley, which is right next to where the old Maplewood Pizzeria used to be down by Columbia High School.
Oh.
So there's an art store there now.
Yeah.
So we were there. And I'm not initially from the area, so when I opened without any teachers, without any students, just took a shot. And I'll never forget, you know, I was up, you know, weeks prepping the space, and the night before I'm like painting the bathroom and doing everything I can do to make it look nice for the opening day. And I go in Saturday morning and I sat there for like 7 hours and no one came in.
Oh!
And I went home that night and my wife said, how was it? And I said, I think I made a huge mistake.
Oh my God.
So you get up the next day and you go in and you try to meet people and, you know, just let them see who you are. And it just started to happen very organically. It took a long time, but it was one student at a time. And then it was one teacher at a time. Now we moved to South Orange, I guess it was 05, expanded in 08, expanded in 2012, expanded in 2015. And all the time we were doing, like, we just rebuilt this room that we're sitting in last summer. So it's been a very, like, organic process. So it's been exciting.
That's great to hear, especially as a newer entrepreneur. Growing and growing and growing, one step by one step. Yeah. Sounds amazing. And so where do you hail from? Where did you start?
So I was born in, I grew up in a town called Melford, which is in about 45 minutes outside of Boston. I actually was born in Canada. I moved here when I was probably 18 months old. And grew up like in just a normal suburb of Boston. Started playing saxophone in fifth grade, guitar in eighth grade. Had incredibly supportive parents that like really nurtured their loves of their children's loves, I guess I will say.
Yeah.
Took me to band practice, got me instruments when I needed them, etc. So I went to music school at the University of Miami, which has, you know, a wonderful place to be, not only just for the surroundings, but a great music program. Worked a little bit in the record industry, got a master's in business, and then opened in 2003.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. You timelined that very quickly.
Sorry, I'm just writing it down. I don't want to be boring.
No. That was so funny.
Please stop me if I'm talking too fast.
No, it's totally fine. But I was like, wow, you really can go through your history. I love that. So what was it when you were younger that, because I'm looking around, I'm seeing lots of guitars, lots of drums, and, you know, you mentioned the saxophone, but I think of you as more like guitar guy.
Yeah.
So, like, what was it about playing that made you decide to, you know, start teaching and have a business? And
yeah, so the guitar came about, like, I started, like, a normal band class in fifth grade, and my dad, played saxophone when he was a kid, and he had a tenor saxophone, and he brought it home, and I was the tenor saxophone kid for a while. And in eighth grade, I just remember becoming obsessed with wanting to get a guitar. And my parents, they tried to stop it for a little while. They're like, guitar, you got your saxophone, you play baseball, like, that's enough. And then I started to really get into jazz and progressive rock, and I kind of just kept leaning on them. And my eighth grade Christmas was probably kind of like a turning point in my life, because I got a cheap guitar, a cheap amplifier, a Walkman, which was in 1987 or whatever, and a Rush cassette. So that was so it was kind of a monumental thing, and it kind of, it just pushed, I guess I started on that path then, and I didn't know it. So I'm primarily a guitarist, and how did I get to this spot? So after music school, I ended up working for a major record label in the city. I worked for Polygram Records and Mercury Records.
Wow, I just have to stop you for a second, because I remember having a Polygram 45.
Yeah.
And I remember putting, I'm going to tell everybody this now, it was Whitney Houston, The Greatest Love of All, was like one of my first.
Remember it spinning on
on the record player, and always like just putting the needle down and then like stepping far away so I could dance, because otherwise the record would have skipped.
That's very true. Like, because all of our parents had record players like on tables that like had a wobbly leg. I think I had the same thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So the branding for vinyl as kids, it's really kind of like we would just, in the way kids stare at their phones now, we would stare at a record, which is pretty amazing. I could describe like all the labels of being a kid.
Yeah.
So worked for a record label for 3 years, and I just wasn't for me. It was probably a great job for somebody else, just wasn't for me. And one day I just walked into my boss's office and said, I'm quitting. And he said, well, what are you going to do? And I said, I don't know, but I'm not going to do this. I said, I think I want to teach guitar. And he looked at me like, okay, this guy has like three heads, but he's young enough so he can go do what he wants.
Yeah.
And he was super supportive, and I worked out a timeline to leave, and I just started teaching at local guitar shops in Jersey, and that was probably the mid to late 90s.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
That, I mean, like, just looking at where you are, like, to hear your story, it's just, like, you obviously have a lot of passion for it and really love it enough to, like, do it. And so what I know of you, in addition, is that you do a lot of work. Like, I feel like, first of all, a lot of my students, because I taught in the district, had you as their teacher.
Oh, that's nice.
So, and I've only heard, Mark already asked me this, but I'll tell you guys out there, I've only heard good things about Mark. Only good things,
well,
for sure.
Mark on something.
And it was Deb Engel at the pop-up shop who introduced us. And I was like, finally, the famous, I will not say infamous, the famous Mark Murphy. And then somebody reached out to me and told me you're doing an amazing festival that you've already done called the Undercover Music Festival. So I'd love to hear about, how did you decide to do this festival, and what's it all about?
Sure. So a little over 2 years ago, I was asked and was accepted into joining this board for the village. It's a volunteer board called the South Orange Village Center Alliance. Most people know it as SOFCA. So SOFCA's has a few mandates and main functions, but one of our functions is to produce events for the downtown and to produce events that benefit our business community and bring people out and just kind of create more that feeling that you want to have in the center of your downtown.
Yeah.
So Matt Glass, who was then the chair and who owns an amazing company in South Orange called Eventage, it's like a national company. He runs and puts on events all over the world. I came to him and I said, look, obviously I come from a music background. I said, I'd love to do something that isn't, I haven't seen ever. And I'd like to do it in this town, and I'd love to try and do it through this organization. And the simple idea is that when you go to a music fest, if the weather's great, it's amazing. There's nothing like it. You're sitting outside, you're sitting in the grass, or you're sitting on a sidewalk or whatever. You love that feeling. But sometimes you don't know a lot of music that's being played.
Yeah.
And so for me, I was thinking, well, what if you had that outside feeling, but you actually knew every song that was being played, right?
Yeah.
So then that led me to think that, what if we just, there's so many incredible musicians in Maplewood and South Orange, in and around New York City, that I've been fortunate enough to come in contact with. What if we had all of those people in that network put together 6 tribute bands and just back them up one after the next? So this year we're doing Prince, Aretha Franklin, Bill Withers, Dave Matthews, The Meters from New Orleans, and Radiohead. So it's all high energy festival music, And the goal is for, if you're, I know we've already talked, and you're a passionate lover of music. So if you come, a passionate lover of music is going to come and be like, wow, this is really cool. I know these songs because I love music so much. But even a casual listener of music is going to be able to sit down and be like, I know all these Aretha songs. I know all these Prince songs. Yeah. I know all these Bill Withers songs. So it bridges, in programming it, we look for artists that are timeless, but also are the ones that real, you know, musicians like really want to latch onto. So that's the genesis of it. And this year we have, it's going to be a huge footprint down by Sloan Street, by the train station. Sopac's throwing in a big stage. We have Pete Travers from the town doing all the magical things that he does. And the Fox and Falcon are doing a huge beer garden on Sloan Street.
Beer garden!
Beer garden!
Yes, I'm very excited about that. And I heard a couple other things. I know that it's kid-friendly, it's family-friendly. Super, so what time does it start?
Okay, so it's June 1st, which is a Saturday. It's 4 to 10 p.m. Cool. So the bands basically go on the hour. They're approximately a 40-minute set, and then there's a 20-minute turnover for the next band. And it's going to go bing, 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 you know? So, like, you bring your low-back lawn chair. You can sit down, go sit in the beer garden, walk around town, come in and out, however you like to do it. But it's really about bringing families to the downtown. Deborah Engel's general store is going to have like a kid area, which is going to be great.
That's awesome.
So Meaty Meaty's, one of the main sponsors, are going to be selling empanadas and lemonades outside.
Happy tummy. Exactly. Already, just thinking about it, Meaty Meaty is one of my favorite places to go.
Those guys are great.
Yeah, they're great. And you have some other really good sponsors, too, that are helping with the event, right?
Oh, man, there's a crazy sponsor list. I'm not going to be able to get them all, but Garden Savings, who's just down the block from me, they came on at a very nice level. We're a financial sponsor. Vanessa Pollock is a huge sponsor of this. And Vanessa is such an amazing person because it's not only she's sponsoring for her business, but she has her own music initiative that she works within the town with Columbia High School and like trying to get kids lessons that maybe couldn't afford them, private lessons and things like that. So there's, you know, Scalora, Avantage, Coalstone, BGR, I'm sorry, but the
list
is...
We'll put the list in the show notes, but I wanted to get some of the big ones like Vanessa and Fox and Falcon and you.
Fox and Falcon, me.
And Vintage. I feel like there's, I read the whole list today, but all people who just really care about music, really care about our community, and I love that it's family-friendly because the bridge, the gap of the time period of 4 to 10 is perfect. Like, I could bring my kids...
Yep.
And then I can bring them back home.
And come back.
And then I can come back, which is what I plan to do. Well, especially because your band is playing and you guys are doing the Dave Matthews, right?
Dave.
I think that's at 7 if I remember correctly. So, woohoo! No, I mean, like, it's in my calendar. But that's great. And so last year, you had done this as well. Uh-huh. And so this is, like, your second year and thinking about, you're already thinking about next year. We started having a conversation about that.
Absolutely. So year one was like a proof of concept.
You know,
like year one, there was literally next to no marketing. There was just word of mouth, me telling people at the school, talking to people around town.
Yeah.
We had a really nice turnout. There was no beer garden. There was nothing fancy. It was just a stage. This year, there's now the beer garden. There's all these sponsors. There's marketing. There's all this stuff. So we're looking to grow year two. And then if we have a nice year, then we're going to talk about all those things we talked about in year three. And it's something that... I feel really good about it. It's a lot of work, obviously, behind the scenes to raise funds and sponsors and to organize an event that's growing in size. But it's something that I feel really great about because it's something that the town's going to be able to have, right? Like, we want it to be something that, like, when people say, I live in South Orange, oh, yeah, we have that festival, you know? And that's something that the town could do long after maybe I'm not doing it either.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully I'm doing it for a little
while. Yeah. We're going to see a long future with you doing it. But So you said something really great, which is like a lot of us know behind the scenes of working on events like this that they're super fun and amazing and great, but there is a lot of work that goes into it. What have been some of the really great things that have happened and some of like the challenges that you've faced in doing this?
Sure. So the great things is that you just see people like Kat Fisher, who owns Sadie's and Kitchen Alamo. You see someone like that. I've basically been torturing her with doing art and redoing art and like, can you put this over here? Can you move this? And there's no money in it for her. She is totally, she's running two businesses in town and she's doing it because she's part of the board and she's giving back. And I think there's anybody that's tied to this event, whether it's Deb or Kat or Matt Glass or Pete Travers or Melissa Hodge or anybody that we've been working with, it's amazing to see when there's, well, Melissa has a job through the town, but like she still gives so much of herself. When you see people who are doing stuff and there's no financial benefit for them,
right?
It's really like, wow. You know, like there are people who really care about shaping this town in a very positive way.
That's awesome.
So I think that's been the biggest positive. And I would encourage, especially that we've just gone through an election cycle and there's different sides to every, you know, story or every opinion. But I would just encourage, just knowing that I've been doing this for only a couple of years, that volunteering when it's working feels really good. So I'd encourage more people. I know everyone's maxed out in this town with their schedules, but if they can find ways to get in the dialogue and get on some of these committees, the more the merrier.
It's huge. Yeah. It's huge. Any challenges?
Challenges? Honestly, it's just the challenge is trying to manage my own life and add that in, because it becomes...
That's a good challenge to talk about.
Well, like, you know, it's like when you take on something like that and you're waking up in the morning, instead of running to your computer to hit your email, you're hitting the email for the board that you're on.
Yeah.
So that's a balancing act. I have to say that, you know, I did a lot of outreach for trying to raise fundraising dollars for this, and people were very good with our organization and with me, and we got a very high rate of donations. And I love working with people like Matt Glass and Pete and Melissa and Deb and Kat, so there's not really that much downtime beyond trying to me personally manage my own life.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm still trying to figure
that out. That's real. That's real. And that's a lot of us who are, because people are always saying, well, who do you ask to do something like this? And it's like the person who's getting the most done. But if they're getting so much done, it means like they might not have the bandwidth, but they'll figure it out. And that's what a lot of us wind up doing. So.
You find that extra 15% that you didn't think you had.
Yeah. No, I thank you so much for doing this. And just one more time, so the Undercover Music Festival is June 1st.
June 1st.
4 to 10, Sloan Street.
Yep.
And there will be a beer garden sponsored by Fox and Falcon. Meaty Meaty will be selling food. General Store has like a kids area.
Yep.
It sounds like it's just going to be awesome and fun.
Yep.
And I just want to say, I'm a little sad I missed last year because I heard you covered U2.
Was Charlie Pollack.
Oh, that was Charlie Pollack.
Yeah, and Charlie's doing Radiohead this year, and Charlie is the man. He's an incredible singer.
Yes,
and
everyone, I saw him at the Achieve concert this winter.
Yeah.
He's like incredible.
Well, Charlie's, and he's the nicest dude, and he's got the best family. And, you know, for those who don't know Charlie, Charlie's a real dude, you know, on Broadway and stuff like that. So to get Charlie to do his Radiohead thing is great. And Sofka will have a table there, so please come up and engage with our board, because we'd love to share with people what we're trying to do. We want as much feedback as we can get to kind of steer the direction where the org's going.
And more volunteerism.
Heck yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I volunteered at an event this weekend, and sometimes it's just like volunteering for the day of an event to help. I mean, you never know when people are going to need somebody. I volunteered at the Listen to Your Mother event.
Oh, great.
And I worked the door, and I helped like break down chairs at the end, and it was like the most fulfilling feeling, because like, you know, I got to help them and I got to see this great show. So it's like, it's a win-win-win for, as far as I was concerned. So yeah. And I just can't say enough about this. So many awesome events in this town. And
yeah.
It's great. So where can we find you, and where can we find Mark Murphy Music, so that other people can come and get to know you better and come out and see you?
Sure.
Yeah.
So I just want to say one more thing about the festival.
Sure.
In case, we're not even going to say the word R-A-I-N, but in case that happens on Saturday, June 1st, Sunday, June 2nd is the alternate date.
Okay.
So, and
you won't need it.
No, we're not going to need
it.
Just in case. And we front-loaded the time, so it's going to go from 3 to 9. So that way parents can have a great time and put the kids to bed and not have Monday be a nightmare for them.
Yeah. No, Mondays are already nightmares.
Yeah, for sure.
Manic Monday.
Yeah.
Like, that song will live forever for me.
It's a good Prince. There you go. It's a good Prince song, actually.
Yeah.
It is.
Really?
Yeah.
He did that song?
Well, he wrote it and the Bengals sang it.
Yeah. I didn't know he wrote that. Yeah. Little things you learn every day.
Compares to you, too. He wrote that.
I knew that one.
Okay.
I knew that one. There's always something that happens that somebody's like, Prince did that. And I'm like, get out of here.
He did.
Like, he was really prolific.
He's the man.
So even before we get to where we can find you, I forgot to ask you, What are some of your favorite Soma places to hang out? Like, favorite place to eat? I know you, no, nobody wants to play favorites. Yeah. So there's like, off the top of your head, if you could go any place right now. Like,
well, so I at the end of the day, I usually get home pretty late from the school, right? So I order, I'm embarrassed to say, but I'll say it, I order a lot of takeout.
Yeah.
So hey, some of the spots that I order from are definitely Reservoir. That pizza is ridiculous. The chicken parm is incredible. I know Val by first name when I call.
She's like, the regular? Yeah. You're like, yep, it's Mark.
Pretty much. Bunny's always has great takeout. Ariyoshi has great food. Meaty Meaty's great. I mean, I love Nisha and Coldstone. I love Jackie and Sons. Elitist has been great. We just went there on Monday.
So good.
David's Fox and the Falcon is such an amazing addition to town.
And he has music now.
Oh, David.
And I love it. He's like, the best. There's so much. And he's such a nice guy.
Well, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, like, he really is engaged. And I think he really is engaged with South Orange. And when we first approached him about the this festival, he was like all in. It wasn't even like a question, like, well, what do I have to do? It was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So David's great. And I'm glad for them. And there's just so many great places in town. But those are definitely some of my late night delivery stuff.
That's great. Yeah. I love it. And so, okay, then where can we find you on Insta? And
yeah, so, okay, yeah. So most of my social stuff is for the school, but yeah, I'm very easily found on Facebook or whatever, or Instagram. I think for us, I love putting stuff up for the school that's just information about what's happening here. You know, yeah, like some student just ace an audition, or another student won second place in a contest, or our bands are playing at the baseball parade. I feel like as a school, and this gets back to the time management thing, we just figured it out that from April, like the mid to end of April to the mid of June, our kids are going to perform in 11 big events, whether it's recitals, band concerts, undercover music fest, baseball parade, and school concerts. It's like, our kids are really gigging. Like, and that's what I couldn't ask for more than that. So you can find us definitely online. And if you want to hear my music, I'm easily found on Spotify.
Ooh, yeah. Very cool. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming today.
Oh, man. This is so fun. Easy.
Yeah, I mean, having a conversation and recording it is like, seriously.
Did you press record?
The coolest thing. Yeah, I totally pressed record. He's joking. Totally pressed record.
Cool.
This is great.
Well, thanks.
Thank you so much. And we'll hug it out in a second. Right. Thank you all for listening.
Bye, all.
And we're out.
See ya.
Fantastic. That was great. And I hit record on here, too.
All right, cool. Woo-hoo. Is that good?
Yeah, right, thank good. You so much. Right, we'll do easy. A little selfie, too, so that I can put it up and be like, just interviewed. Yep.
Killing.
There we go. Thank you so much for joining me for that conversation. What a treat to talk to Mark Murphy. And I just want to remind you that you should check out the Undercover Music Festival. And I can't wait to see you there. Remember, June 1st. And it starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sloan Street. So definitely check that out. Speaking of which, there are so many wonderful things going on June 1st. And I want to make sure you know about a couple of them. One is the North Jersey Pride Run. That's at 9 a.m. on Saturday. So you could start off your day with that wonderful event. And then there's the Happy Fest. Happy Fest New Jersey is the Heritage of Asian Pacific Islanders Festival. It's at the Woodland, June 1st from 12 to 5 p.m. I've been seeing awesome, cute lawn signs all over town. Super excited to check this event out. It's from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. and that's at the Woodland. And then you could go to the Undercover Music Festival from 4 to 10, and that's on Sloan Street in South Orange. So what a day. You could be running, enjoying a wonderful festival, and checking out some really great music at night. Sounds like the perfect day for me. So I hope that I see you at one or more of those events. I want to make sure y'all are saving the date, because the following weekend is just as exciting. First of all, shout out to my awesome mom. It's her birthday on June 8th. And I will probably be part in Maplewood and partly meeting her somewhere to celebrate so many wonderful years that she's had on this earth. She's just been this wonderful, wonderful guiding light for me. And I could not be luckier to have her as my mom. She is really the reason why many of you have called me Mayoral. And because my mom, when I grew up, just always knew everyone. She knew all of her neighbors. She knew their families. She knew things that were going on in their lives. And she was a super duper customer service person in every job that she worked in, from being a bank teller to working at Hallmark. Even she talks about her days at Best Buy. She always thought of everyone that she met as quote unquote her customer. So we would see her customers when we went to the grocery store, we went to Sue Leonard's in Danbury, Connecticut, and we would see them out and about, and she remembered them and would give them hugs and would say hi to them. And I just grew up seeing my mom as this quintessential community member. And I really believe that a lot of my sort of ways of being in this world are because of the way she is in this world. And I'm so lucky that she is healthy and just so much my rock, as I've gone through so many wonderful and difficult transitions in the last year. She has just been, you know, really so much more than my mom. She's also been my best friend. So I'm super excited to celebrate her birthday on June 8th. But if you're not coming to my mom's birthday party, then you'll just know that there are so many wonderful things happening in the South Orange area again and Maplewood. So from Friday, June 7th to June 8th, there is the Maplewood South Orange Book Festival, and that's going to be at the Woodland. There are so many amazing people coming, including Eve Ensler. Guys, oh my gosh, she is just one of my heroes from my 20s, my sheroes, I should say, because she really just taught me so much about myself as a woman through her storytelling and her amazing show called The Vagina Monologues. And I really enjoyed attending many of those performances and seeing Eve Ensler do those performances. So I was very fortunate, and I hope that you'll get to go to the Maplewood South Orange Book Festival and check her out, or one of the many other amazing authors and people that will be speaking during that festival. And I'm so excited. Actually, this is something that I wish I could bring my mom to. Theater in the Park is coming on Saturday, June 8th. It's from 12 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. in Founders Park. And it is presented by Kitchen a la Mode. I'm so excited. It's back for its third year and will be featuring performances from local theater groups, food trucks. There'll be face painting and more. Bring a blanket or a chair to enjoy the free event. And there are some special people that are going to be doing the MC. So check that out. I'll be posting about that. And I hope that you can make it, because I hear that it is an incredible event. And I might try to pop in before we go out and meet my mom. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. If you're enjoying it, please share it with your friends. Rate me 5 stars on iTunes. Please subscribe, download the podcast, and just, you know, let other people know what you think of it. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, so I love engaging and chatting with you. I love seeing you in town and talking to you about guests and future guests, and of course seeing you at all the wonderful events that South Orange and Maplewood have to offer. Thank you again, and I look forward to talking to you soon. And I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.